Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You.
Oh.
There he is. How you feeling?
It's trade season.
I'm more ready for this trade deadline than James Harden is ready for a Golden Corral right now.
This is bad, man. This is like the ship be sinking quick.
Yeah, it got out of control in a hurry.
Real quick.
Yeah. They need to make this move ASAP. I think we're like 40 hours. From the trade deadline. We'll definitely jump into that later in this pod. But, oof, brutal. A lot to talk about there. But we have to start from the top, right? Super Bowl 56. Yeah, Super Bowl 56. This Sunday, we've made it.
Odell winning MVP.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
That'd be something, you know? Throwing his bitcoins in the air afterwards. That'd be...
Hell yeah.
Josh, are you still in the waterfall or no?
Wait, what's up with that?
I lost it by half a point.
Ugh.
Because the Rams didn't cover by enough over the...
Yeah, so the
Niners?
The spread was 3.5. The Rams won by 3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went to bed with tears in my eyes. Yep.
Oh
my God, that is brutal.
It's how the cookie crumbles.
Wow. You know, I meant to ask you about that because I remember we were talking about it like before the game, and then you never said anything, so I just assumed like, oh, because I don't understand how that works. But yikes. Oh my God, that is
so okay. Just put it all on the coin toss, whatever.
Yeah, I want to definitely jump into prop bets, some of my favorite prop bets I'm going to share if you guys want to share some of yours. But, you know, it's been now, a week and a half since the championship games. Are the Rams, I mean, are they lucky to be here even? You know, if that guy Tart, what's his name? Something Tart.
Who dropped the ball.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, it's a gimme. He catches that. Niners win the game, right?
Yeah. Beat them 3 times in Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL's kind of crazy like that, though. I feel like every time somebody has, like, a Super Bowl run, there's always, like, a couple of games where it's, like, you know, really anything could have happened and things go either way, and it's just the way it bounces. Like, even they could have easily lost that Tampa game, too.
That's true. 27-3.
Oh, yeah.
Almost blew it.
You can think about even if Green Bay gets a punt off, Green Bay's in the title game. You know,
that's true. Game of inches. Yeah, for sure. Adam, was that you? I think in a past pod or a tweet, calling the Rams the Brooklyn Nets of the NFL.
Yeah, I've definitely said that before. The reason why I say that is because they kind of crumbled everything together. They really went all in and they put together a star-studded team and just kind of punted on their entire future. But it seems to be working out for them, and it doesn't seem to be working out for the Nets.
not in the present for sure.
But there's definitely a parallel there for sure.
Yeah, all the big stars. I think I was conversing with you on Twitter. We were trying to see who was who. Odell is definitely. Is he Harden? No. What did you think it was? The breakdown.
I think Stafford is Harden because he's never won.
Okay, I like that. Compiler.
I think Stafford's Harden. If it's hard to do like a linear comparison like that. Odell to me would be more like an alternate, honestly. Just because okay. He was like a mid-season acquisition. He's made some big plays, but... And then, I don't know. After that, it's kind of tough.
Ramsey is Kyrie?
There you go. Ramsey's Kyrie.
They're both kind of little nuts. And then Donald is Durant, maybe? He's just like you know, yeah, one of the best players in the league.
That's perfect. Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah,
you nailed it.
Yeah. So
maybe Joe Harris is Cooper Kupp.
Joe, yeah, there we go. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. Yeah, so we got the Rams, and then the other game, the Bungles. Holy shit. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
What was
man.
It 20? Was it 21 to 6 or 3? I forget.
21 to 3.
3, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. They were, I mean, yeah.
Their offensive line is terrible.
It's so bad.
And their defense is mediocre at best. It's just amazing that they're here.
Yeah. Yeah. KC coming off that crazy win against the Bills. They're up 21-3 in their own building. Crowd's going crazy. Fucking, what's his face? Kelsey and, what's his face? Both get touchdowns. You know,
Hill.
It's like, this is over. Yeah. And like you said, one of the worst O lines in the league. And here we are. It's great. They came all the way back. Joe Cool, who.
And the Chiefs are going in at halftime. They're 21-3. They're about to score again.
Yeah. And they get cute. And, you know, Bengals stop them. And you've got a vibe, right? Like, they're just like, oh, this is a ball game now. You know what I mean? It was 21-10, I think, at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
21-10. And then here we are, man. Joe Cool. I mean, he started the pandemic and he can end the pandemic, so to speak, right? He started with the Heisman and winning a national championship, and now he can win a Super Bowl and possibly a Super Bowl MVP. And
I just want to point out that I correctly picked that.
You did.
You did.
You did.
I did.
You did.
No, I just, you know, the way the playoffs have been going, Kansas City should have lost to Buffalo, but yes. they gave everything that they had. They miraculously won that game, and then when they get back and they're now that should have been the AFC Championship, but now they come back home, or they stay home, I should say, and they play this Cincinnati Bengals team, which I think they all just followed the quarterback. They came in fearless. They didn't give a fuck. They didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a fun team. I mean, the line sucks, but Burrow's awesome. They got Chase, Mixon, Higgins. They got all these weapons. Yeah, Higgins.
Boyd.
Perrine. Perrine got a touchdown, former Jet, of course.
No, that's his brother.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. I was all pissed
really?
Off.
Really?
Yeah, no kidding.
Samaji P. Ryan and LaMichael is one. One went to Florida, one went to Oklahoma.
Ah, okay. Okay. P. Ryan. I always say Perrine. I don't know why. P. Ryan. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Shout out to former Giant B.J. Hill for getting the game-clinching interception against the 49ers as defensive tackle. And someone made the joke on Twitter after the game that the first thing he did was call Joe Judge and tell him he wishes to go on the Giants. I thought it was really funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Pretty brutal. Yeah, this is actually the first time since 1990 there's not a top three seed in the Super Bowl, which is really cool. And coincidentally, it wasn't 1990, but 1989 was the last time
the
Bengals were in it. Yeah, and we almost got a repeat Bengals Niners, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Boomer, so, yeah,
Boomer.
This Super Bowl is fun. I love both teams. I really don't know who I'm gonna root for. It's just like this is great.
You love Stafford.
I've always loved Stafford, even from his Detroit days. And you know, I'm rooting for Odell Beckham. I think it would be a nice way, nice next step into his story. He had this superstar rise, probably one of the best rookie seasons ever. Then he got hurt, and he was a controversial figure in New York. And then he even mentioned yesterday, I think he said that, you know, he didn't leave, he got booted. Which is true because our GM was a moron. traded him to Cleveland, didn't do much there, and then he was hurt again, and now he's sort of having his resurgence. This is great.
Yeah, and you know both those teams were kind of kicking him on the way out too, and I think even I was kind of buying it. I'm like, you know what? Maybe he is the problem because this is his second stop, but he's proven everybody wrong at this point. He's making a lot of people look stupid, and if they win the Super Bowl, I think a lot of people are going to be eating crow.
Yeah.
Yep.
for sure. For sure. The Bengals seem like the team of destiny right now. You know, I think I'm going to be rolling with them. I think everyone's kind of feeling the same way. So we may as well just go around here before we get to prop bets and some other stuff. Predictions. Yeah. Let's go. Let's start with Juice.
I like the Rams. I'm going to go Rams.
Whoa! Going against your team.
Yeah, Rams 35, Bengals 33. The only reason I'm saying the Rams is I think that defensive front, that line is going to get to Burrow and hit him a lot more times. Maybe not as many times as Tennessee did, but the Rams are a better team, better offense. So I'm going to go with them.
Okay. Pancakes.
I agree with Juice. Rams is better. It's really hard to bet against Burrow right now, but that defensive line is going to absolutely destroy. He's going to be running for his life the whole entire game. So it's going to be a competitive game, though. I think Burrow still will ball out, but the defense is the difference there. And I'm going with Odell, MVP. 31-24, Rams.
Okay. Adam?
I agree with you guys. I think the key matchup is going to be the Rams defensive line against the Bengals offensive line. I think that advantage is just going to be too much to overcome. So I'm going to pick the Rams. I think it's going to be 28-14, and I'm going to pick Aaron Donald as the Super Bowl MVP. I think he's going to have a bunch of sacks.
That's a good MVP pick because, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see him getting like three or four sacks, forced fumble.
So I'm going to be Juice this time around and roll with Joe Cool and the Bengals. Like I was saying, team of destiny. I get the whole thing. One of the worst lines in the league, and Rams having one of the best pass rushes in the league. Bengals, they find ways to win games, and the Rams, you know, they find ways, I feel like, to choke games. I mean, they really could have easily lost these last two games, and, you know, they're in their own building, but I don't really think that matters. I don't know. I think Joe Cool lights that cigar, and 26-23, Bengals win their first Super Bowl title.
I think, Tone, you make some great points. I really like that. I think what kind of didn't sway me into your direction was that I feel like the Rams have a little bit of unfinished business, right? They should have beat the Patriots a couple years ago. Their team was so much better than the Patriots.
Yeah.
Now, second go around, it's like, okay, we know what this is like. Let's just get this thing done.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm like rooting, you know, sort of rooting for the Bengals. You know, they kind of remind me. Yeah. They got that gutsy 09, 2010 Jets feel to them. So I'm kind of rooting for them a little bit. But yeah, Rams definitely have more talent for sure. So I'm on both sides of the ball, but yeah, I mean, it's crazy the Bengals are here. Let's just be honest, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It really is. It's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. You know.
Now, do we really think that home field doesn't matter? Because I'm kind of with you on that.
I don't think it matters here.
Yeah, it didn't matter last year. I feel like did you guys notice like last year, like there was a lot of Bucks fans or anything? I don't remember anything like that.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah.
It was very limited. The fans were limited, and then actually a lot of people that actually went to the game were healthcare workers. It was like the NFL's thank you.
Oh, right.
So
right.
It wasn't.
I feel like yeah. Burrow, he thrives.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that. I feel like Burrow thrives at the road games, being like, you know, in that environment. He just seems like that type of guy who loves it. So.
Yeah. He's a comeback player, right? I mean, came back from the ACL. What happened at Ohio State? Was he like cut or something, or redshirt? What was the deal? Why did he leave?
He just transferred because I think I forget who was ahead of him. I wanted to say
was it Haskins?
Haskins.
It had to be Haskins, right?
Yeah.
It was Haskins and someone else too. Someone ahead of Haskins, actually.
Yeah. So
was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
JT Daniels. That was JT. I forget the guy's name.
But he's always kind of like, you know, he grew up in one of these, like, I guess, steel or coal towns in Southwest Ohio or Southeast Ohio, whatever. You know, that, you know, they closed all the factories. Everyone's on opiates. You know what I mean? Just one of these like hopeless towns. Made it out of there, and you know, I just there's something special about him. You know, and he's so confident and cool. Supposedly he's like nice at basketball too. He thinks he could drop 15 in the NBA, no problem. So I don't know. He's got some crazy swagger to him, but we'll see.
For sure.
We'll see.
It's hard to pick against him. It's definitely hard to pick against him.
I know. But then the Rams got the talent, too. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun game. I can't wait. This is probably the most excited I've ever been for a halftime show. Obviously, I'm biased, big hip-hop fan, but I can't wait for that. We got Dre, Snoop, Eminem, Kendrick, and Mary J. Blige randomly thrown in there. You know, it's got to be a thrill. It's got to be a thrill for those guys, right? Like, a bunch of them like grew up like, you know, right down the freeway there from the stadium, and now they're doing the halftime show, Super Bowl. So sorry to all the boomers, baby boomers watching who are going to be really confused, but you know, yeah. I don't know, you guys excited
it's
for the
to,
halftime?
It's hard to find one group or one person that's going to like satisfy everybody, but this is they're doing a good job of like each year diversifying it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Who was last year? The Weeknd?
Oh, Weeknd. God. Yeah, with all the culty vibes to it. That was crazy. Yeah.
It was weird.
So dystopian. Yeah, yeah. That was very creepy. But, yeah, so I can't wait for that. Was press day today or media day, whatever the freak they call it? When is that? Was that today? It was quiet. Or yesterday?
No, they had a little bit of it yesterday, but I don't think the players arrived yet to LA because yesterday they had pep rallies at each city, and I think Cincinnati 30,000 people showed up at like Paul Brown Stadium.
Wow,
for a pep rally.
Damn,
that's awesome. But
that is awesome.
They're probably arriving they either arrived today or maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I don't know why I thought media day was like today for some reason, but there was like nothing on Twitter about it or ESPN. So, yeah, maybe it's tomorrow.
The only thing I saw was Odell Beckham. He was getting interviewed, but I don't know if it was exactly media day or they're just in LA. So, but OC Umenyora brought it up that he's like, "Man, I told you not to leave the Giants," and he's like, "I didn't leave. I got booted." And then Jarvis Landry called in and like surprised him, and those two are like brothers, so he was saying some real nice things about him.
Yeah, I mean, we never ever get anything good on media day, right? I mean, I don't remember anything ever, you know.
Some of the quotes are really good. One of them I saw was I forgot who it was now on the Rams. Oh, Raheem Morris on the Rams, the defensive coordinator, said he would put Jalen Ramsey on anyone, defending anyone in NFL history, and he would take Jalen Ramsey. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, he's...
Wow. That's wow.
I mean, he's a beast.
I don't think he's even going to be guarding Chase the whole time, like following him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought Revis was better.
What about Revis?
I thought Revis was better than
Ramsey.
Revis? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Revis that 09 Revis season, it's hard to match that with any corner ever, right? In one season. I mean, ridiculous.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in my Rushmore of corners.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, so it's going to be a good game. We got our predictions out there. I want to get into some prop bets here. I'll just go first here. Some of the ones I like that I might be betting. So, all right, ready? Each team to use all their timeouts. For the Bengals, it's plus 360.
So that's it's for both halves? So it's what, every single timeout?
Every single timeout, all six.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, the Rams, it wasn't as good, but Bengals was plus 360. I thought it was kind of interesting. I'd have to like...
That's going to be really funny if you're with a group of people and there's like a random timeout in the second quarter and you're like, yeah!
Yeah, rarely...
Let's go!
Yeah, rarely do they use all three timeouts in the first half, but You know, I thought that was kind of funny. Next one, game to be decided by 3 points, plus 490.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good one, right? Yeah. I mean, that's very plausible. So, yeah, write that down. Bet that. Overtime, plus 1040.
100 bucks wins it over a grand. I like it.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of overtime games this year.
That's what I'm saying. It's been a ton of overtime. So, very plausible.
I feel like Cincinnati's in overtime a lot.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
No, yeah. I feel like all season they were there a lot, for sure.
Definitely.
And then both teams score touchdowns on opening drive, plus 1120.
Wow.
I mean, great odds. I don't know.
Yeah.
I actually like the other way with it. I would like both teams don't score on the opening drive.
Yeah, I got to look back and see what those odds are, but that's something to look at as well. But I think the odds were better for this one, that both teams score. And then the correct final scores, the odds are, like, insane on those. So, you know.
I think that's where you can make, like, a really, really, really nice payout.
Yeah, like, for example, I like...
Because you look at, like, if you look at the teams on the odds on the app, just look what the team's total points are and go and build around that, like a few ones around that area, you know.
Ooh, I like that strategy.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, for example, I mentioned Bengals 26, Rams 23. That's plus 31,000.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, why not? Throw 10 bucks at it. Like, who cares? Like, just like, you know? Yeah. So those are my props. Those are, you know, some good ones I kind of saw out there. You guys got anything you want to share?
I love Odell Beckham anytime touchdown scorer.
I like that too.
I like the story is just too good. He's like worked too hard. And I don't know. It'd be awesome for him to score a touchdown in this game. I also like the odds on Cooper Kupp MVP, and I also like multiple touchdowns for Cooper Kupp.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do MVP, yeah, do multiple touchdowns for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Because if you do both, I kind of like if he gets two touchdowns, chances are he's probably going to be MVP.
Exactly. Yep.
Stop. Oh, yeah. Easy. Yeah. For sure. What about Pancakes? Adam, you guys like anything?
Yeah. I like Donald and Von Miller to get sacks, anytime sacks.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't seen the odds are probably not great. It's probably around even money for Donald. Probably a little better than that for Von Miller. So, but yeah, I would probably go that route.
Remember Von Miller versus Cam Newton in that Super Bowl 50?
Yeah, I won money. I won money on that. Yeah, I took Broncos in like the under or something. I just felt good about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was crazy.
Cam hasn't been the same since, honestly. Right? MVP that year.
Yeah,
and
that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Peaked.
Yeah. What has Pancakes got? I know he's got something under his sleeve.
Yeah, Chidobe Awuzie, player to record the most tackles and assists, plus 1,000. I don't know who it is. I know he's a pretty good player. Like, just from what I read, great odds, and he's led the team a couple times. Opening kickoff to be a touchback, yes. It's pretty much even money, minus 112.
Oh, that's a lock.
I mean, in like the weather, it's in like a dome, whatever. They're going to be amped up. I feel like these guys are just going to blast the ball like in the stands, right?
I love that. That's a great bet.
Yeah, that's true.
Distance of longest field goal over 47.5. These guys got monster legs. I feel like they're going to be kicking from all over.
Yeah.
And Bengals, first team to punt 3 times. I'm going with, you know, the Rams are going to be, you know, better defense, obviously, and over 2.5 total number of players to have a pass attempt. I think there's going to be some trickeration, plus 155.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
That's quite the sheet right there. That parlay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Those are some good ones.
Randomness.
Those are very, I like the over 47 in that because, yeah, both these kickers have kicked some big ones. And there's, you know, it's LA that's like a dome. There's not going to be any, you know.
Yeah, there's great conditions to kick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? Text me that list of bets that you have because I'm going to throw those in.
Let's go.
Yeah, mine were a little outlandish. Paul's are definitely more realistic. I like crazy odds. It's all in good fun. It's all in good fun. So, anything else on the Super Bowl?
If I don't hit a box, I got to sell a kidney. I got roped into so many boxes this year.
Yeah, same here, Adam. Mostly from your brother.
Yeah, he's the devil.
I'm in a score change pool. Have you guys ever done that?
Yes, I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. It's my first time being in one of those, so I have no idea what's going to happen, but we'll see. So,
let's get some money, people.
Yeah,
sure.
Let's go. So we'll recap that on the next pod. But we got to talk about a few other things in the NFL before we transition to NBA trade deadline, which is Brady retiring or.
Oh yeah,
is he retired? Yeah, that did happen amidst all the craziness. He did say a quote, "Never say never," very cryptic. So, is he done? This is it, or never say never?
It's over.
Yeah, I think it's over.
If he sits out a year, right? I mean, at that point, he's going to be what, 46? A year removed? I don't know. It's really hard for me to imagine him coming back.
Yeah.
He's got to keep it up. There's no way.
Why do you have to make the decision last week? Like, why couldn't he wait a couple months or take off and then do it? You know what I mean?
I think he probably feared it'd be leaked out, which it did. You know, he kind of had to make the announcement quicker than he, I think, liked, right?
The only problem is it's very similar to Michael Jordan. Where when you leave on top and you're still like, you can still do it, there's always that like wanting to come back and there's that regret of leaving too early. But with him, I think he's got plenty of stuff to keep him busy with his family and his all his like brands and his advertising and all that stuff. So yeah, I'll say he's done.
They say he's looking at $20 million minimum a year if he takes a TV job also.
Wow, TV. How you much? Think that's wait, so you think
20 that, million.
Oh my god.
That's like Brad Pitt money, you know, per movie.
Well, isn't that what Romo gets?
Yeah, Romo gets 17, so they said Brady's going to get 20.
Is that what's being talked about, what he wants to do?
He said if he decides to do the TV thing, that's what they said the offer is going to look like.
Yeah, cuz that's going to be interesting. What he's so competitive, I wouldn't be well, I think a big reason why he's retiring is because he wants to spend more time with his family. So I don't know about coaching. That probably wouldn't make much sense. But he's so competitive, you know? Like, I got to think, like, he may want to coach or... I don't know, man. The possibilities are endless for that dude. So, but if he was to actually never say never and come back, you know, I think the Niners play is plausible, but... You know, because Jimmy G's probably gone, right? He'll be with like the Panthers. Panthers.
Yeah, he's basically crying in his press conference, also saying thank you to the fans, and I'll see you basically. So,
yeah, yeah,
Jimmy's so, done.
Yeah. I think he's done.
What about Jimmy to either the Raiders if they decide to move on from Derek Carr, or Jimmy to Tampa to replace Tom? Same.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. That would be great. What was the first one you said, Juice? The Raiders?
Yeah, just because Josh McDaniels is there and they got like Patrick Graham and a lot of the other, and the GM is was the GM or director of player personnel for the Patriots for all these years. I don't know, they're kind of doing like a Patriots West out there.
And then do like a swap, like Carr goes to the Niners?
I don't even know if a swap. I don't know if Carr is due money or what they want to do, but maybe they move on from Carr or trade Carr and then just sign Jimmy G.
There's so many teams that need a quarterback, you know? It's gonna be a very interesting offseason.
I was gonna say Colt for Jimmy G. If they decide to move on from Wentz.
Yeah. There's so many teams. So many teams.
Yeah, I think Wentz is done, the GM. The comments he made, it was pretty
pretty
bad for Carson.
Yeah, Everyone was down on him all year too. Wentz, it's pretty bad. Which kind of brings me to my next transition to the next, coaches with the other big story last week, which kind of died out a little bit, right? The Flores, the Flores story.
This has been like the most dramatic coaching cycle I can remember
ever. Yeah,
between everything that's gone on, honestly.
Yeah. So Texans, which was like another job he was in play for, they hired internally with Lovie Smith, formerly of the Chicago Bears. And I think he was coaching, I think he coached Illinois for a little while, but, brought the Bears to the Super Bowl. So, and, Flores had to congratulate, I'm happy, another black coach. But at the same time, Giants kind of had some, kind of looks pretty bad for them, but now it's kind of over with, right? I'm not hearing anything anymore. Are they going to get fined? Are they going to lose picks? Is anything happening with that?
I don't think Flores should have said anything today about the Texans. I think he should just congratulated the coach and moved on. I don't think it's a good look for him to complain about, hey, I wasn't in the running because I'm in this lawsuit. Like, I thought that seemed a little bitter. It didn't help his case, I don't think.
But also, like, he took that risk, right? Like, you can't sue some of the most popular franchises in the NFL and then come after John Elway, who's probably one of the most popular, famous players in the history of the game, most beloved, and then sue the NFL and then think you're going to get a job working for the NFL. Like, that's just not how it goes.
Yeah.
I
think he kind of knew what he was doing, going on Get Up, and I think he went on, some CBS morning show, two national shows, back-to-back. Last week,
would he have sued if he got the Giants job? Because I thought he was gonna get it. The only way he wasn't gonna get it was if they chose Dable, because the other GMs really liked him. The ownership liked him. Obviously, they reached out to him so many times during the whole process. It just so happened that the Giants decided, okay, the GM has all the power. The GM decided to go with a coach he was familiar with. So Flores he's unlucky, right? He's really unlucky. But
yeah.
Would he have been doing all of this if he got the job?
No. No. I think,
I think it's bitter.
Yeah, I mean, they showed kind of like that there was like that timeline, right? Of like Mara reaches out. Then there was that other guy who kept telling Flores, like, oh, you're a shoo-in. You're going to get the job. I forget who that guy was. Some player personnel guy for the Giants. But he was just getting, it got his hopes up. I think that was the problem. Like, it was almost like, it was guaranteed. And then the Belichick text, which what was that? The accidental text on purpose? Like, what was that?
I can't picture him doing that by accident. I don't know.
It didn't sound like him. Like, even when he were Giants, exclamation, question mark, it was like a weird text.
You landed! Right? Looks like you landed.
He's so weird. Oh, my God.
Do you think he's using T9? Like, on like a BlackBerry?
He's got a sidekick?
I don't know what the hell he was doing. That was strange. That was so strange that he happened to be in the middle of that.
I really believe this year, and I think it depends on each team's circumstance, I thought this year there were going to be a few black coaches hired. And I still think next year that the same people I think that were going to get jobs are going to get jobs. So I think by next year, you're going to see, like, the number was one, right, going into this coaching offseason.
Yeah.
I think next year you're going to have a couple black head coaches, right? I think Leftwich is going to get there. D'Amico Ryans is definitely going to get there.
Yeah, Ryans will be one.
Patrick Graham, who just left the Giants, he might be there. There's going to be a couple that are going to be. And then someone may take a shot at Flores, too, again.
What's the deal with Bieniemy? How come Bieniemy can't get a gig?
Oh, yeah, Bieniemy, yeah.
He must interview terribly because
that's what I'm
thinking.
Everybody talks to each other. I think they know. There's something up with him. Maybe his personality around management isn't good. I don't know. They always say, the head coaching job is not just calling the plays. Actually, most cases, it's not calling the plays at all. It's more of the CEO and management style and being the face of the organization and how you handle losing and going in front of the media and the press. So, I don't know. Maybe they don't believe in him. And in a role like that.
Well, then there's, you know, the whole thing with Ross was paying him how much to lose games a couple seasons ago to get the top pick.
Yeah, you gotta have proof of that. You have to have proof of that.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. And then what's his face used to coach for the Browns said the same thing happened to him.
That guy's an idiot, though.
Yeah, he really is.
And speaking of the Dolphins, they hired the Mike Jones guy.
Like, first of all,
that geek. What the fuck?
I never heard of this guy until a couple days ago.
Well, until
his press conferences are amazing.
Well, yeah, he had the one where he's like,
I was watching the press conferences. I'm like, this guy's a character. Wow. So he's part of this. He's part of that same coaching tree that came with like Sean McVay and LaFleur and I'm drawing a blank now.
Shanahan.
He's with those guys. He was on the, and he went with Shanahan, and he's supposed to be this genius. His specialty is run schemes. Now I wanted him. If the Giants got the assistant GM from the Niners, I was hoping they'd get him as maybe an assistant coordinator. I don't know about head coach, but he's really smart. He just looks so nerdy. He's just like a
big
goober.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like Paul, I think you made the point. Like, yeah, try yelling at some like jacked up linebacker.
See how that
goes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then, yeah, he just seems kind of like a little bit like a, yeah, like a,
he's like he's like the anti Salah.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Complete, complete. Yeah, like Salah would like throw him in a locker or something like that. You know.
You know what though? He's probably about the same size as Tua.
Tua. Yeah, Dolphins. It's gonna be interesting down there.
I'll tell you what, though, from a Giants perspective, I'm so excited. They got Dable, they got Patrick Mahomes, quarterback coach, running the plays, and they got Don Wink Martindale from the Ravens. Like that's pretty good.
Yeah.
No, they got a good staff so far.
Yep. Yeah, I was pretty happy with it too.
Yeah.
Just need a quarterback.
I mean,
now we just
hopefully
need
to nail this draft.
Yeah, the draft will be the big part. But yeah, I mean, I get it. I think first reaction was, whoa, this is messed up what the Giants are doing. But like, clearly Shane wanted his guy. He got his guy, Rio Casser. So we'll see. We'll see how he does. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it'd be weird if the GM from Buffalo came here. And the finalist was another guy from Buffalo and from in Miami. And he picks the guy from Miami.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That wouldn't make much sense.
I think it was just the way things went down. They got it, you know. I think Mara or someone definitely on the Giants got his hopes up. It wasn't Shane, obviously. Joe Schmo. But, and then what happened with the Broncos? Schmo. Why was that like such a. I don't even know what happened there. Why was that like a thing? But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one either.
But isn't the Saints job still available? Is there a chance Flores?
No. Dennis Allen.
Oh, right. So
he was always the favorite. He was the interim coach when Peyton was out.
Yeah,
and he's been there for a while. Like he's like a fixture.
Yeah,
in that franchise.
Yeah, with that defense. Yeah, for sure. So, all right. I think it's a good time to transition. To
the New York Knickerbockers.
Oh, God.
I'm going to kill myself.
It's over. It's over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Forever.
So, a few guys there that were in trade rumors to the Knicks. C.J. McCollum goes to the Pelicans.
Did you guys want C.J. McCollum?
I did not.
I did.
I kind of liked it for the Knicks, honestly, if they could have got him. But
I did not.
I wanted Luke.
Yeah, I mean, I like McCollum. He's a nice player, but, you know, I think the Knicks, they definitely need a point guard. I think that's the play that needed to be made, and Juice made a good point. He's 30, you know, which isn't, like, crazy old, but kind of old. He's injured a lot, so that's kind of my feeling on him.
Yeah, I wasn't – he definitely helped the team improve, but for me, I wanted LeVert. I didn't know we were so close to getting him.
I would have loved to have seen LeVert on the Knicks.
Yeah. Well,
it'd be great.
So I don't know what exactly if this is true, but Paul, would you say there was some, what is it? Knicks TV, they quote tweeted some tweet saying that a source said Knicks could have had him for Fournier in a first.
I think Josh sent that.
Sorry.
It said that the Knicks were in it until the 11th hour, and I think they just decided to go with Indiana's offer.
Oh, with
Fournier in a first instead of
Rubio? Rubio in a first. Indiana.
So that second rounder in that deal is actually Houston's second rounder. So that's really going to be like 32 or 33 in the draft, most likely. So it's kind of like a first rounder.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. That's probably the difference there.
But it's like how many point guards? Because now the Pacers got Halliburton. That was the big blockbuster trade today. Halliburton, Buddy Hield, and who was the other player from the Kings? Oh, and Tristan Thompson. For Sabonis, was it Jeremy Lamb? And according to Woj, Jeremy Lamb again. he dropped both Jeremy Lambs. Wow. Who won that trade? Because I can't figure it out. I think the Pacers did, but
Indiana.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah, I don't know why Sacramento did it. I mean, I get that they haven't made the playoffs in 15 years, so I guess there's some sense of urgency there, but what would be the point of pairing Sabonis with Fox? Like, you're not going to build around that nucleus, and like, what's the goal there? Like, the best they're going to do is what? Like, if everything breaks right one season, they'll come in sixth? I mean, I don't see the direction there. Versus Indiana, you can see it's a tear down. They traded LeVert. They trade Sabonis. They get some young talent back. They're going to bottom out. They'll probably get to the top of the draft. It makes a lot of sense for them. And they're probably not done yet. So I really liked it for Indiana.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Juice, pancakes?
Well, I love Sabonis. I love Halliburton. But it seems like it all came down to the Kings picked Fox over Halliburton, which,
yeah.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, I was confused by that. Halliburton was like sort of in rumors. It was more Fox. So it's kind of weird that they went with Fox over I don't know. It's maybe they didn't want to pay Halliburton big bucks eventually. I don't know.
Well, then don't draft him. Don't draft another point guard, or right?
They're just a clueless franchise. Yeah. I don't know.
The thing is, you still got a couple of years there with Halliburton at rookie money versus Fox, who's already getting paid a max. So right. I don't know. I think you'd rather be with the cheaper guy for a couple more years just to figure it out.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I couldn't figure out the trade for the life of me. I definitely think Pacers got to steal there because Brogdon's always hurt. So now you got like a bona fide point guard there.
Like, so what the Kings is, I'm looking at their starting five. It would be Fox, right? Davion Mitchell,
yeah.
Barnes, Holmes, and Sabonis.
Yes,
that's their five. Yeah. I mean, it's decent. It's pretty.
It's not bad. It's better than it was. They got better. I'd say they got better right now. I mean, they got an all-star big guy.
Yeah, they'll compete for a play-in, right? I mean, I don't know where they're at now in the standings, but that could compete for a play-in game.
I saw a tweet that I really liked. I mean, all the love was for Halliburton, but I saw a tweet that I really liked that said that maybe this is like the Sacramento Kings Chris Webber moment again, where they make the trade, they get their power forward, and maybe they have some success with it. Maybe I think Fox and Halliburton didn't get along, so maybe Fox will be a little bit more happier. He finally gets a big man to play with.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
That's kind of maybe that'll be like a storyline to follow. But I agree. Like, Halliburton's 20 years old. I wish the Knicks drafted him. We haven't had a point guard in forever.
I know.
But I think it's a win-win for both teams, but it just didn't make sense for Sacramento to give up on Halliburton so soon.
And also, how much did Buddy Hield fall off?
Yeah, what's that about? I mean,
he stinks.
Is he bad? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. He's not good, but like,
Indiana's going to flip him.
There was like a point where, like, what, I guess a couple years ago, right? Like, people thought he was like next in line to be like a top three shooter, consistent 20 to 25 points per game. He just, I don't know what happened. He didn't improve at all. He regressed big time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, now Harrison Barnes, according to Mark Berman of the Post, relax, Berman, relax, is reporting Knicks are interested in Harrison Barnes. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? It makes no sense. Like, why? They should only be targeting point guards. That's it. That's it. There's no other, I don't know. To me, there's no other position they really need to focus on. God. Yeah, just focus on a fucking point guard already. But
how are we going to do with Harrison Barnes?
I know. It's ridiculous. At this point, I don't think the Knicks are doing anything. If anything, they're going to be sellers. They'll get some picks back, and that'll be that. And we're going to have to deal with Randall and Fournier and God knows
who else. That's what we got to hope for. We got to hope for Fournier and Kemba to get out of here, get minutes for McBride, Grimes,
and Burks out.
Yeah. And I like Burks, but yeah, get him out.
Yeah. Send him to a contender, you know?
What about Ben Simmons?
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that. Adam, he's coming.
Ben Simmons going to be – I think Ben Simmons is a net on Thursday.
I think so, too.
Really?
I would say 99% he's going to be on the net.
Yeah, Harden's already, sitting out, right? For no reason.
Yeah, so Harden went through shoot around today, and Patty Mills said he looked great. And then they asked Harden if he was playing, and he was just like, nah. and then they asked Steve Nash pregame, and he's like, nah, he wasn't at shoot around. So it didn't look good. He had a random hand injury come out of nowhere. Then he had the hamstring thing blow up. I think it's interesting because I think both teams want to make this trade happen, and I think both players want to make this trade happen. But it's going to come down to all the way down to the buzzer because there's been so much posturing in the media on both sides. So I really don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but my guess would be it ends up being Ben Simmons and like Danny Green and maybe like a protected first for Harden would be my guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that the Nets don't want to make this trade. I think the Nets don't want to trade James Harden, but they're almost forced to do it or motivated to do it because they don't really believe that he's going to re-sign with the Nets. So it's almost like, okay, we can get rid of him now and get Ben Simmons and see. At least you get something for him rather than lose him for nothing.
Yeah.
To me, it's a no-brainer for the Nets. I just the way between the way he's played, the way he's acted the last week and a half, that he's so disinterested. He doesn't want to be there. He's obviously in decline. He's not a top 20 guy anymore. If you get a chance to unload him rather than pay him the $227 that he's due for the next four, and you could just grab Harden. I mean, you could just grab Simmons. To me, it's a no-brainer. He's a better fit on the roster. It kind of balances out the roster a little bit. He gives you a little bit of defense. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, but he could play point and center, you know, on that team. And he's vaccinated now, so he can play home games.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He just got vaccinated. Why would he just get vaccinated?
Right, because he knows.
That tells me he's getting traded.
Yeah, he knows he's getting traded and possibly to a team where he needs to be vaccinated, like a New York team. So, yeah, I think it's inevitable. I think that's the next big trade to happen. Otherwise, is anything else really going to happen? I mean, again, I think Knicks might do
Jeremy
something
Grant,
small.
Maybe, yeah. Somewhere?
Yeah, Grant.
Yeah,
I think the Lakers are going to do something. They have to.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but they got to. I mean, Westbrook. Oh, my God. That guy.
Oof. Ooh. Woof. Yeah. Pretty.
Can they move him?
I don't think so.
I think the Rockets said they'd take him back. So, you know.
Man, I can picture him just snapping one day on the court, like attacking someone.
Yeah, like fuck.
A fan, like, a ref.
Yeah, like fuck this. Like everyone's like telling me not to shoot the ball. fans are.
Because he's becoming like a joke, like a parody.
He is.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this guy's like a prideful dude, and he's a joke right now, to be honest. He's terrible.
It's kind of crazy.
Well, he won't look at himself in the mirror, unfortunately. It's like, dude, just like,
no.
Stop shooting the ball. Like, you're good at other things still. Like, you know, distribute the ball, rebound, push the pace. But he doesn't defend. I mean, RJ had a move on him on Saturday that was like what? I mean, it was a sick move. RJ! It was a sick move, but like, Westbrook, I mean, he clearly wasn't locked in on D at all. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's that should be interesting. I heard the Lakers were interested in Paul Millsap. It's like, oh, that, yeah.
Oh,
wow. They could have him.
Game changer.
They could definitely have him.
Yeah. So, I think, yeah, Grant gets moved. Yeah, otherwise, you know, there'd have to be something shocking to come
what
out.
What about Lillard? What do you guys think about Lillard there? Do you really think they're going to keep him?
He's got some stomach issue, right? Abdominal issue?
He does.
Yeah.
He does, but I can't. I mean, at this point, you think he wants to stay? Would you think it's better for them to just trade him? Since, you know, considering the situation they're in?
Yeah, they should move.
I don't know. Do the Knicks shock the world and actually just make a move for him at this point, even though he won't play for a little while and not the same player? Is that? Can you imagine if that goes down at the 11th hour here?
Well, what did Woj said? What, that the Blazers are committed to going after like top talent? Or it's the same crap every year, and they never do anything. So yeah. I don't know what. Just trade them. Get it, you know.
Well, that was another trade. Blazers, what the hell were they doing? Trade Powell and Covington to the Clippers for... What'd they get back? What was that trade last week?
Wait, basically which one? Picks. Basically picks, right?
Yeah.
Bledsoe.
Bledsoe. I forget who else. But total steal for the Clippers. I mean, that was the last move. So Blazers, yeah, clearly just like, you know, kicking it. This, I mean, they're in total rebuild mode. I can't imagine Dame, who's, is he 30, 31? How old is he?
I think 31.
Yeah, I think he's 31.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so we're not going to win it for another five, you know, I'm going to be how old? But also, if he goes to the Knicks, it's like, I don't know. Knicks are clearly in rebuild mode. They need to just, you know, I want to see Deuce McBride play. I want to see the young guys play. That'll make me happy this year. Otherwise, I don't think there's a move out there that's getting them into the playoffs, is there? I don't think so.
No.
I like Jalen Brunson.
I think RJ finally looks like he's a player.
Give him the keys. Yeah.
So other than that, I don't know. Yeah, it's been a tough run for the Knicks and the Nets, but yeah, for the Knicks too.
Yeah. Paul, are you still not a believer in RJ?
I mean, you know, stop shooting 8 for 25 half the time.
Wait, but this year, 2022, he's been great. I think he's averaging like, you know, 22, 23, bunch of boards.
No, he has. Assists, he looks a lot better.
Shooting 40% from three. Yeah. But, you know, Randall, yikes. He's smacking laptops now and fighting with fans. It's ugly. I don't know. I don't know what goes on with him.
No, I think Barrett and Mitch, it's a good sign that they look a lot better now. Mitch looks great.
Yeah, Mitch looks
awesome.
Better than anyone.
I think he might be a good sell high for the Knicks, no?
Yeah.
That, Mitchell, you know?
Piston.
Like, he looks good. If you don't want to pay him, he looks pretty good. Maybe you can get someone a little younger, maybe plays a point guard. If there's somebody out there like that, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. But
well, you just brought up a good point. Pistons are actually interested in Mitch Robinson. That wasn't a huge news flash, but I saw that on Twitter the other day, which brings back to Jeremy Grant point. I mean, maybe they make a move for Grant, Mitch, and I don't know what gets that done. Mitch at a first, does that get it done, or is that?
I don't know if I'd do that if I was the Knicks, though.
I don't know if I would either. I don't know anything anymore.
Yeah, what about like Sadiq Bey or something?
What's that?
I said, what about like Sadiq Bey or something? Or Killian Hayes, like one of those guys.
I like Sadiq Bey.
I like Hayes. Yeah, I like Bey.
Yeah. Yeah, I like those guys. Has Killian Hayes done anything? Like,
I don't think he's been that great.
Yeah.
No, not too much.
Yeah. I don't know. Juice, what do you want? What do you want the Knickies to do?
They're stuck, bro. They're like in limbo. It sucks.
Yeah, like I think the best case scenario is they move the team to Seattle or London. Just fold it. If you go outside of Madison Square Garden, like it looks like New York City's about to possess that land again. So just fold the team. That's it. I'm ready. Been through enough.
We had so much hope, man. Fuck.
Listen, they didn't do anything in the offseason. If anything, they got worse, right? And are president of basketball operations and our GM, they don't say anything. They don't talk. They haven't spoke since, I think, the beginning of the pandemic.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's very strange. They don't talk. They don't say anything to anybody. But, again, they haven't done anything. Meanwhile, the bottom dwellers have all gotten better, man. Cleveland is awesome. Chicago is great. Like, all these teams are getting better and better, and we've just gotten worse. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
As good as RJ looks, really, like, if we're all serious, like, what is his peak? Maybe he can get to 2 or 3 All-Stars. Maybe he can get to 2. I don't know. That's, like, a lot of potential. But potential isn't anywhere close to winning championships here in the city. So, it's depressing, but we're kind of in this place that we're stuck unless we're lucky like Brooklyn and we have money and the stars start coming.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't think RJ ever, maybe he breaks into like a top 25 player. That might be like his peak. And I'm talking like between 15 and 25. Like never is like top 15. I think that's RJ's peak, in my opinion. But I could be wrong. He's only 21. Yeah, he's still so young.
You ideally, you got to get a low, like a really high draft pick in a year where the players coming out are going to be superstars. And then you got to get lucky, too. Like, look at Memphis. They didn't get number one, so they couldn't get Zion. But they got number two, and they got Ja. And you got to have some kind of luck, you know, like that. Getting the number 2 pick in a really weak draft like Golden State, and then they take Wiseman, like, that's not going to do it, right?
Yeah.
So
I think this year's draft is pretty good, especially at the top.
Jabari. And
yeah, Jabari Smith. You got
Banchero.
Paolo Banchero. Yeah.
Chet Holmgren.
Chet. Yeah.
Yeah, Greg from Succession.
Yeah, Greg the Egg. Chet the Egg. Yeah, so. All right, well, we'll see. We got, again, like 40 hours left of the deadline. So who knows? There could be some blockbusters by the time this pod is posted. So we shall see. Anything else, fellas? Winter Olympics? What do you think?
Oh, boy. Oh, I haven't watched a second.
Same.
You guys didn't catch a biathlon?
No.
Was that today?
I don't know.
The two highlights I saw were the Dutch reporter being taken away by the CCP mid interview. That was fun. And then
why?
I don't know. I couldn't understand a word they were saying. It was in Dutch, and then like some Chinese guy comes and it's like yelling at the guy and like pulls him off, like just like pulls him away. Like it was bizarre. He's probably like in a dungeon somewhere, tied up.
Disaster.
And then the picture of the ski lift thing, the fake ski mountain ramp, whatever, in the middle of like a power plant.
Oh wait, I did see that. Yeah.
That was fun too. So
China.
I think Sean White retired. That's the thing, right? Snowboarding.
Oh, did he? Yeah,
I think I read that.
We're really old, and Sean White's retiring.
Yeah, well, he cut his hair, and he's like not really that relevant anymore. But he's like the only big name in like this whole Olympics. So,
China.
Gee.
What do you think is gonna happen in Euphoria, Juice? What do you think?
Oh God, Adam, you got to get on there.
All I hear about Euphoria is all the dick in it.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm in a conversation with somebody about the Euphoria, they're always talking about how much dick is in the
Juice's
show.
Juice's boy Cal.
So I'm like, I don't really know if I want to watch it.
Juice's boy Cal with his prosthetic dick.
lot of dick.
A lot of drugs, a lot of dick. Some boobs, you know?
And it's like about high school kids, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the kids, though, are like in their like mid-20s. But yeah, they're supposed to be high schoolers. Crazy show. It really is such a good show. The last episode was fucking insane. Like literally like edge of your seat type shit. Like and you know, it's visually like, you know, very nice, and but it's intense. Ugh. It's intense, man. You know? Make sure you're in a good state of mind when you're watching.
Billions or no? I can't get into it with that axe. It's so different.
I know. I watch.
You know, I kind of like it.
It's like, yeah, I'm trying to, like, I've been watching it. I'm trying to, I'm just like, where's axe?
Yeah, it's not the same.
Weird. Yeah.
It's so weird without him.
I watched the first episode. Still good?
I'd watch it. Like, it's still good.
It's still good.
Yeah, I watched
it. He's more Dollar Bill, too.
Yeah, we need more Dollar Bill.
Yeah, I watched the first episode with the cannon. The guy with the cannon, whatever. You know. But I think there's been two since then. I'm not caught up, but I'll catch up with it. I'll watch it, but I'm hoping this is the last season, or if Axe is gonna come back maybe for one more next season, then I'm in. But yeah,
I watched Cobra Kai in one sitting.
Oh, amazing! Cobra Kai is amazing. Yeah. I watched that in like 2 days. Yeah, so good.
So good.
Yeah,
that is good stuff.
Yeah, love Cobra Kai, but. Yeah, need some.
What's on the Super Bowl menu for food? Anything special?
Probably pizza and wings. You know, the huge.
Yeah. Keep it basic. Okay.
I'm going to Disney, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be in Disney. Oh. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing Mickey Mouse pancakes in Super Bowl.
What are you actually going to do during the game?
I don't know. I think we're going to Disney Springs.
Okay.
Which is allegedly like there's like restaurants, bars, and shops over there. So I think we're gonna go over there, find a place to eat, and kind of watch it. That's pretty much it.
Okay, is that supposed to be like? I heard in Disney there's like a Saratoga Springs. It's supposed to.
Yeah. I think it's like the adult Disney. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to. Well, I know they have that too, but there's like a Saratoga Springs section that's supposed to replicate Saratoga Springs, New York.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. There's like horse stuff and whatever. But yeah, that should be fun. I'm hoping to get... I haven't been to Disney in years. I'm hoping to actually get there at some point this year. Got some family down there now, so... Have fun. That should be nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Should be a good time.
I'll send some pictures.
All right, cool.
Sure.
Cool. Anything else, guys?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Big 100 coming next. What a milestone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Big 100. So
let's go.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna
100's a lot.
We're gonna have something it took a few years, but we made it. So quite a milestone. We're gonna do something special for that. We'll discuss in the next, you know, week or two and go from there. So
Sure.
100. Yeah.
By the way, the Nets just cut us to 32. So,
hey, there we go.
When is I meant to ask you, Adam? When is Durant coming back? What's up with him?
They're saying after the All-Star break. So if they, I don't know, they might be intense by the time he comes back, but hopefully they can hang on.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe a totally new look team. So
yeah, the current roster in tonight's game, I don't think would beat Duke's JV team. So
yeah, no. No,
I still think they're going to be very much in the hunt for a title.
Did you guys hear about the vaccine thing where they're New York State's getting rid of the vaccine mandate?
It's going to happen soon.
So I heard the state is dropping on Wednesday. I don't know about the city.
Okay.
Yeah, they're loosening. That's what I heard. They're loosening it up. I know, like, kids still have to wear masks in schools, and you know, Hochul wants more kids to get vaccinated before. They lift that, while Connecticut and Jersey they lifted it in schools, but New York is always behind the eight ball on everything. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens with all that. So should be interesting.
For sure.
All right, fellas.
All right. Good muchos. Take care.
Comb your hair.
See you guys.